Yeah, so the idea of heaven and hell, the idea that you get what you deserve, the idea that you, if you behave well, you end up in heaven, and if you behave badly, you end up in hell. This it's a cult, it's closely, tightly knit to the cult of Judah subsidiaries, religions like Christianity. Where it originally came from, who can say? But it's a concept in the West that's derived from Judaism, closely associated with Judaism. The idea of karma is the most long-lasting of concepts from the Indus Valley, which has it took a long, long time to get to the West, but it's also in the West. So we have the idea that you and Jesus's comment about the kingdom of heaven within you. Now, and these are all clearly related to Schopenhauer, who I'm not sure if he got as far as me, but who I have evolved and developed into the principle which Obadiah stated in the Old Testament prophet, for as you do unto others, so shall be done unto you. He issued that as a warning. The statement was, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For as you do unto others, so shall be done unto you. In the Christianity, they've only taken half of that statement and talked about the golden rule, but without the warning, without the as if it's just a matter of goodwill, you know, as if I'll be a nice person and treat others as you want them to treat you. They don't. Maybe it's implicit for some people, but it's not clearly stated, the warning. The reason why, don't talk to people like they're just overflowing with goodwill and self-sacrifice for other beings. People are motivated by self-interest. So the reason why you obey the golden rule isn't because it's pretty and nice and idealistic, but because if you do not, you will suffer the consequences. For as you do unto others, so shall be done unto you. Yeah? So the idea of heaven and hell, in the kingdom of heaven within you, it's perfectly sensible that even on this planet there are heavens and hells. But I don't have a recollection of anything but this life. And if I look around me, and I haven't had the chance to live the lives of the privileged few, so I can't speak for them. But if everything we're read and given to understand is correct, there's no real heaven here on earth. Because even all the people who were given the most by life end up destroying themselves. Yeah, they end up becoming like Neros, become drug addicts and sex addicts and power addicts and despots and tyrants, and like the famous story of the king who ended up throwing himself from the tower. So it does seem that even though there's, I explain. I give potential explanations for the experience of apparent happiness on this planet, but I think generally speaking, given the fact that everything dies and everything suffers, and if you somehow have the luxury of not suffering, then if you have any empathy, you'll notice the suffering around you, and it should bring you down too. So depression should be the natural state. False hope was the last of the curses. Yeah, in the bottom of Pandora's sealed jar, because it keeps you playing an end game. But okay, back to the point. I was just watching the cartoon Disenchantment, and they go between heaven and hell, and I want to make this video before, but I forgot. But I just saw hell again in the cartoon series, so it came to mind. There's nothing more logical and obvious once you understand my development of Schopenhauer and Obadiah's warning, and just pure logic of karma, and the pure logic of what most people call falsely cause and effect, but which is more appropriately called interactions and outcomes. When you look at the nature of your life, even though you can do very good things and have people do bad things to you, generally speaking, if there weren't any people doing bad things, nothing bad at the hand of another human would happen to you. sure, bad things happen. I keep getting back to this. At the very basic in this world, bad things happen to people and other animals. Yeah? Even, no matter what we do, I've got no reason to be able to claim that those bad things that nature does, like tsunamis and tidal waves and hurricanes and droughts and blah, 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 and some diseases and stuff, I can't state categorically and scientifically, I've got no evidence to be able to claim these things would disappear. But most of the things that humans suffer from mostly, most deeply, are things that other humans do to us. So if there were no humans doing bad things to other humans, then no human would suffer at the hand of another human. This would be heaven, as far as close as we could get to it, kingdom of heaven on earth. If we then somehow extended that to the animal kingdom and became micromanagers of the planet, then we could eliminate predators and we could eliminate prey. And you probably got very limited imagination, but if you read my books or just talk to me, make a video with me, I'll explain to you exactly how simple it is to do these things, to turn this into heaven on earth. But my point being, people accept the idea of heaven and hell, only the idea is associated with totally arbitrary rules of some god tyrant, yeah, that he made up. And this god tyrant gets to decide who goes to heaven and hell based on how well they please him with his and comply with his arbitrary prescriptions and prescriptions, just like the cult of Judah on earth. If you do what they say, then you get a nice position as a house slave rather than a factory slave or a field slave. But I don't know what could be more logical if people just. And I know people can't be honest with themselves because they just don't want to be. Yeah, I can't make you be honest with yourself and say, yes, you're inflicting suffering on other sentient beings and that suffering does not need to exist in this world and that therefore you deserve the very worst this world has to offer because you inflict the very worst this world has to offer on other sentient beings. That's a simple fact. If you want to talk about evil on this planet, there's no being on this planet that inflicts more evil on other animals and itself than humans. Humans do themselves more harm than any other species, and humans do other species more harm than any other species. Even compared to the most, what we would say, vile creature like, you know, a spider that shoots its eggs, lays its eggs in the brain of living animals so that the babies feed off the living brain of the animal, that's pretty horrific. We do things worse than that, yeah? And we do it not just on instinct out of a need for survival. We do it for totally whimsical reasons, yeah? Playful reasons. So humans are definitely the monsters on this planet. There's no greater monster than humans. And if humans did decide to behave how they want to be treated, treat other beings as they wish to be treated, universally, holistically, not just other people, other humans, and other humans that look like them and belong to their socioeconomic class or ethnic group, but everybody, then most of the evil on this world would disappear. And we would have a kingdom of heaven on earth. And to say that we do not deserve the world as it is a total lie. We live in hell and we deserve hell. Yeah? You can deny it? Fine, keep denying it for as many lives as it takes before you... while your stubbornness prevails. But sooner or later, if you've got any sense at all, if the universe allows you to have the reason to and you exercise that reason, you will see that Obadiah's warning is 100% legit. As you do unto other sentient beings, so shall be done unto you. Therefore, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you don't. That's not a categorical imperative, and it's not to be taken literally like Kant, you know, with some... a rapist, pedophile, murderer knocking on doors asking people if there's any children in the house that they can rape and murder, you know, there's no categorical imperative. And not taking it literally, because some of the things that you want to have done to you, other people would not want to have done unto them. And this is something you can consider further. But anyway, I really don't know what I can achieve on this planet. Because as Goebbels said with the terms of National Socialism, National Socialism has no interest in politics because politics is just about people talking. It's not about them doing anything. I'm a National Socialist in the sense I want to do things. And the people who and to help people at the very bottom raise themselves up. And it takes discipline, it takes eugenics, it takes lots of things which at the moment people won't even talk about. Anyway, over 10 minutes. So yeah, if you're living in hell, you're not the victim of some... Okay, scientifically, you may be able to argue you are the victim, yeah? But how about we just try this little experiment, yeah? How about we just entertain the idea that the world is a representation of our will, and we take Obadiah's warning seriously, and we start treating all sentient beings as we wish to be treated, just to see where that would take us, yeah? And I don't think it would take very long for us to reap the harvest of these positive seeds. Because right now, we're reaping a harvest of hell, the harvest that we have sown. Yeah, okay, ciao for now.